I'll just take you back to the spirit of the time for me when that memo was written. Somebody asked me yesterday, so why did you? That was actually going. I was going through customers, and he said, "Sir, are you being knighted?" I said, "Yes, I'm just away." He said, "So, why?" Are you customs official. You've got to answer the truth. And somebody had to, and I was frustrated it didn't exist. And that's more or less it. They're working at CERN was a very interesting place. In fact, a fantastic place to work because it was a microcosm of. The rest of the world is a little bit advanced. It had lots of different nationalities working together. It did not have a very strong hierarchical IT management, so it allowed people to come with different computers from different places on the planet, with different operating systems, with different documentation systems, and they all made different pieces of computer equipment, of physics experiment equipment, which had to be fitted together. And when they did that, they managed to get the pieces of hardware and software to fit together, but pieces of documentation about how it all works were all on different computers. And strangely enough, they were on a computer, though. They weren't on paper, because somebody, even if you saw it on paper, it's distributed on paper, it had been made on a computer, and it was actually on a disk somewhere. And just about at that time in history, at the end of the 80s, that computer was more likely than not to be connected up to a network. There will be a wire trailing out the back of it, which would be connected in something. And the internet had just spread outside the borders of the US. It had come across to Europe, who had sort of resisted it, to eventually given in, and it was getting connected up at CERN. So I was in the sort of the right place and realized that actually it was only a software problem to imagine that all those documentation systems, at the moment I had to go to log on to individually, log on to different computers, and use different programs, and then sort of accumulate my results with a pen on the back of an envelope, whereas I accumulate my knowledge. If you could imagine all those documents as being part of an imaginary big system, then actually that imaginary big system could be written. It was just a question of software to actually produce it.